KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:03, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 55 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. The Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic is reporting a success on a unique bridge project on Iowa Highway 92 near Messina. Monday evening, the contractor was able to slide the new bridge into place, and that's a day ahead of schedule. The road closed September 27th to demolish the existing bridge and prepare for the placement of the new bridge. The road is expected to reopen to traffic on Sunday, October the 6th. More information about that project is available through a link on this same story under the news tab on KJAN.com. News time is coming up on 8:04.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
The police department in Stewart reports the arrest over the weekend of a California man on drug charges. Officials said around 8 p.m. Saturday, Stacy Wright of San Leandro, California, was arrested after Stewart police officers pulled him over for speeding. Wright's passenger admitted that there was a small amount of marijuana inside the vehicle's glove box. Officers searching the vehicle located the pot in the glove box. And during a full search of the entire vehicle, a large amount of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and items used to grow marijuana were discovered. Wright was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, with the intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving without a license, and speeding. He was booked into the Adair County Jail. An Atlantic man was arrested Monday on a charge of OWI first offense. The Atlantic PD reports 22-year-old Nigel Newberry was transported to the Cass County Jail, where he was held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Sheriff's officials in Mills County report three recent arrests. On Monday, 34-year-old Brooke Eileen Pilcher of Omaha was arrested in Douglas County, Nebraska, on a warrant for failure to appear on an OWI charge. Her bond was set at $5,000. That same day, 49-year-old Timothy Albert Cruz of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for driving under suspension, no insurance, and for fraudulent use of registration. His bond was set at $900. And last Saturday, 21-year-old Matthew James Malley, a homeless man, was arrested in Mills County for driving while barred following a traffic stop near the intersection of Highways 59 and 34. His bond was set at $2,000. In other news, a public hearing is set to take place this morning in Greenfield with regard to a fiscal year 2014 budget amendment. The hearing will be held at 9:30 a.m. as part of the Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting, which gets underway at 9 o'clock, and will be followed by action on a resolution approving the amendment as well as a resolution on appropriations. In other business, the Adair County Supervisors will hear from County Engineer Nick Kaufman with regard to box culvert extension bids. They'll discuss a geographic information system, or GIS, proposal with Sidwell's Mel Obink, and they'll hear from Spear Financial's Larry Berger with regard to general obligation and tax increment financing bonds. The Atlantic City Council is expected to act on a couple of matters to come before them during their meeting this evening at City Hall. The first is a resolution of objection to the location of the Poet Ethanol Transloading Station. The second is a recommendation by the mayor to approve a contribution of just over $3,000 to the Cass County Agricultural and Education Association, or Fair Board, for the new cattle barn at the fairgrounds. The resolution to come before the council during the meeting this evening was prepared by City Attorney Dave Wiederstein at the request of Mayor Dave Jones. It cites safety concerns pertaining to the Poet Ethanol Transfer Station, located within 100 feet of the downtown fire district, and encourages the company to reconsider the location of the facility to a site elsewhere in Atlantic. It also says the city has questionable legal options to pursue in its opposition to the current site, which is under construction. And with regard to the cattle barn, the mayor will ask the council to consider making a donation to the fair board in the amount of just over $3,000 if they want to find a way to keep the association's net permit cost for the project in line with a new building permit fee structure. Last August, the Cass County Ag and Educational Association asked the council to waive the $3,500 building permit fee for a new open cattle barn. The council concluded the old fee schedule should be adjusted for such structures and later amended the building permit fee schedule to reduce the per square foot fee and cap the total building fee to unattached accessory structures at $500. Under the new fee, the fair board would only have had to pay the $500 fee, but it is not retroactive and therefore does not apply to permits issued prior to September 4th. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on approving the route for the October 12th Firemen's Parade. The parade begins at 6 p.m. at 2nd and Walnut Streets. The Walnut City Council is expected to discuss and act on approving Thursday the first reading of an ordinance designed to amend the speed limit on a section of road within the Walnut city limits. City Clerk Terry Abel says the council will act based on information provided by the Iowa Department of Transportation.
And they had recommended some changes in speed limits on Highway 83 within the city limits. And the city council agreed with those recommendations. So they are going to consider the first reading of that ordinance.
Following the first reading of the amended ordinance on Thursday, the council may decide to waive the second and third readings of it and move to adopt the recommendation and ordinance. In other business, they're expected to adopt a resolution pertaining to an updated Walnut Municipal Utilities Identity Theft Prevention Program.
That's something every year we have to update. That's one of those things that you have to keep Social Security numbers under lock and key. Password protection on your computers, those kind of things. And we have to review that annually and pass the resolution that we've reviewed it.
They're also expected to set Halloween as the date for trick-or-treating in Walnut. The meeting at the Walnut City Hall begins at 5 p.m. on Thursday. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, some 800,000 government workers are enduring their first full day of no pay after they were sent home on furlough yesterday. And Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill are signaling that it may be weeks before a budget agreement is reached that would send non-essential government employees back to work. Democrats refuse to accept Republican attempts to change the health care law by attaching a measure to an emergency spending bill. House Republicans have been introducing bills to reopen small slices of government, such as national parks and veterans affairs, but Democrats have rejected the idea, saying it's unfair to pick winners and losers. GOP Congressman Peter King is pointing the finger at Tea Party-backed Republicans, telling MSNBC that they're trying to, quote, hijack the party. Stock futures are significantly lower today, with both sides in the budget battle on Capitol Hill appearing to grow more entrenched. The Labor Department will not be releasing the September jobs data on Friday because of the partial government shutdown, but the payroll company ADP said today that businesses added 166,000 jobs last month, a modest gain that suggests hiring continues to improve at a modest pace. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5-Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Doris Bloom, age 80, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Doris Bloom will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jerry Walters, age 52, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jerry Walters will be today at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harold Akers, age 82, and Doris Akers, age 79, of Exira, both died Friday. Funeral services for Harold and Doris Akers will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Maxine Hansen, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Maxine Hansen will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lorraine Perdue, age 85, of Issaquah, Washington, died September 11th. Memorial graveside services for Lorraine Perdue will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery, with the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold in charge of arrangements. Bonna Gonzalez, age 62, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bonna Gonzalez will be Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bernard Cox, Sr., age 91, of Tennant, died September 23rd. Funeral services for Bernard Cox, Sr. will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Viola Radecki, age 99, died September 20th in Sarasota, Florida. Memorial services for Viola Radecki will be held on Friday at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Nicholas Johnson Reed, age 27, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Nicholas Johnson Reed will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charlotte Searles, age 66, of Phoenix, Arizona, died July 13th. Celebration of Life memorial services for Charlotte Searles will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ramona Richardson, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ramona Richardson will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Peggy Wiles, age 75, who's formerly of the Oakland area, died Thursday in Virginia. Funeral services for Peggy Wiles will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Sharon Church on Highway 6 in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Gregory Faustin, age 67, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Memorial services for Gregory Faustin will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Marilyn Ohms, age 85, of Anita, died this morning at Caring Acres in Anita. Services for Marilyn Ohms are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.